stand here again tonight, first night of Slichos. Look softly. Yifros kenefavi kachei yiseo levraso. What's the imagery? He explains Rashi, Kineshri, Kino, Nohagam barachamimu bechemla. He approached them with rachamim, with compassion. Kinesher hazeh rachmani abanav. Like this Nesher that is compassionate on its children, on its offspring. Veino nechmas lekino pidom. It doesn't surprisingly, immediately, very quickly go into the nest, and all of a sudden the chicks are scared, and oh my goodness, what is that? Achihu makashkeshu matarif abana bechnafa benidal eilan beitzoch lechaverta. Rather, slowly comes closer, makes some noise, a little bit more, a little bit closer, until finally the children, the offspring, are woken up, but in a soft way, in a calm way, not in a difficult way, not in a way that is scary for the children. Because it doesn't come to us on Rosh Hashanah, boom, on our calendar, we're not awestruck. We should be, in some sense, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not like, being soft, being awakening like a parent, not barging and saying, get up! Maybe if they're very late, and that was the fourth time. But Kadosh Baruch Hu might do that too by the time Ne'ilah comes around. But first we have, even before Elul, we have 7 weeks of preparation between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, like we have the 7 weeks of Sfira. And then we have Rosh Chodesh Elul, Ani'ilah Dodi V'Dodi Li, and all that month entails. And then, that next then is right now. We have the first night of Slichos, which has so much lore, so much history, going back at least 1,500 years. The Torah quotes the Minhag. The Gemara is the basis for it, even earlier than that. The idea of getting ready, being Mosif in Tefillah, being Mosif in asking for Rachamim, that's tonight. So the Magen Avraham calls it, some of the Mefarshim call it. It is the first day, really, of the Yomim Noraim. The Yomim Noraim start, we have a couple of extra days of Yomim Noraim this year, as the calendar has it, and we have more than a week of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. But as we know, the Torah tells us in source number 3, Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, that the minhag of Ashkenazim is to start saying Slichos, Kishachar Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Heo B'Shabbos, Az Maschu B'Yom Rishon Shalafan of La'amod B'Shvaris HaBoker. If Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday or a Shabbos, we start the Motzi Shabbos before, and if not, like this year, falls on a Monday, Lo Adu Rosh, but if it falls on a Monday, we start the week before. Why? We always start on a Motzi Shabbos because it's confusing otherwise. A Wenslichas, Monday night or Tuesday night? Be confusing. Motzi Shabbos. We all know the Motzi Shabbos of Slichas. But why the dates? So as we know, the halacha is that we need at least 4 days of Slichos. These 4 days of preparation of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Torah writes without explaining why. V'yomrim Slichos v'sachnunim v'ropsiver mis'anim mispalim tfilas tainis u'kshachar Rosh Hashanah bebeiz gimel az maschila b'yom rishon b'shavua shel lefnei ha'shavua shachar Rosh Hashanah liyos besocha. Ad kan divrei ha'tur. We need at least 4 days. Why at least 4 days? The Torah does not elaborate. Now we have to go to the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. The Mefarshim explain, the Mishnah Berurah quotes them in source number 4, 2 reasons why we need at least 4 days of Slichas preparation before Rosh Hashanah. The first, we might call it more technical reason because we don't have this minhag today, but it's something that we can still think about, that in the days of old, they used to fast and do tshuva for 10 days before Yom Kippur. The problem is, fasting and doing tshuva doesn't work for 4 of the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur, one is not allowed to fast. So that is why, in order to get a full 10 days with fasting, we don't fast, but with tshuva, with slichos, we do it 4 days before at least, so that altogether there's at least 10 days of slichos and focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Yom Kippur. But then there's the other reason which we're going to focus on tonight. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'od Tam, where it's underlined. Va'od Tam Shekavu Dalad Yamim, says Elio Rabba, Mishnah Berurah is quoting, Shekein Matzinu Bekarbanos, Shetunim Bikur Mimum, Dalad Yamim Kodem Akrava. Every karban needed to be checked for 4 days before it was sacrificed. Ubachala karbanos b'parashas Pinchas ksiv, and by every carbon in Pinchas in the Musafin it says v'hikraftim ola. On Rosh Hashanah it says va'asisem ola. You shall make l'lamed sheb'Rosh Hashanah yase adam atzma. We have to make ourselves kilu makrevis atzmo. We're the carbon on Rosh Hashanah. We need at least 4 days of bikur mimum, 4 days of checking ourselves for blemishes before Rosh Hashanah, introspection, focus, something that we never do the whole year, or we don't do enough of. At least before Rosh Hashanah, we need at least 4 days. Remember, it's Rosh Hashanah. V'lachein kavu dal yamim l'vaker kol mumei chataso v'lashav aleihem. So the Achronim quote this reason, we're the karban. We're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. We need to check ourselves for a mum. And the idea of our being a karban has many echoes in Chazal, just one of them. And then we'll try to understand this idea a little deeper. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, tells us that on every holiday that we want to get a bracha on in a specific area, we bring a karban related to that area which we want to receive a bracha. Says the Gemara Tanya, Amar Yehuda Mishur Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Ma'amar Torah V'yu Omer BaPesach, why do we bring the karban Omer from the first barley on Pesach? Bepreisha Pesach Zman HaTvua. Pesach is when the grain is ripening, the Aviv. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviu Lefanei Omer BePesach, Kedei Shesparech Lechem Tvua Shebasados. Bring me the Tvua, the grain, so that I can give a bracha to the grain. So we bring a carbon of grain, so that Hashem gives a bracha to the grain. Ubibnei Ma'amar Torah V'yu Shtei Alechem Batzeres, and why Shtei Alechem and Atzeres? Because Atzeres is Peros HaElon. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, bring the Shtei Alechem, so I give a bracha to the Peros HaElon. Why do we have Nisach Hamayim? Every day in the Beis HaMikdash they did Nisach Hayayin. They poured wine. Only for a week out of every year they also poured water, Nisach Hamayim, as is described in Mesech HaSukkah. Why? Why do we pour wine? Why do we do avoda with water also? V'bnei ma'amar Torah nischu mayim b'chag, amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nischu lefanei mayim b'chag, kadei sheyisbarchu lahem gishmei shana. Rain, water. And finally, say on Rosh Hashanah, Malchi Zechronis and Shofros. So the Gemara doesn't say the punchline, but the Bali Machshava say why. Why do we daven for our lives on Rosh Hashanah? Because we're the karban. We're being makriv ourselves, so to speak. Like the Akedah that happened thousands of years ago on this day. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. And that's the 4 days of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah to get us ready to be that karban. To be able to be makriv ourselves. As the Gemara ends off, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do we use a shofar shel ayo of a ram? Tikul lefanei b'shofar shel ayo kadei she'ezkar lachem Akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. To remember the Akedah of Yitzchak ben Avraham, very unusual. The Gemara here mentions both of them, as if we don't know who Yitzchak is. Yitzchak ben Avraham, emphasizing the role of Yitzchak and the role of Avraham. Umala ni'alechem ki'ilu akadetem atzmechem lefanai. And if you do that, you blow with the shofar of the aisle, I'll treat it as if you were okayed yourselves. Okay, so far we learned the halacha, that we have to check ourselves, we have to have at least 4 days of slichus. One of the reasons is we have to check for mumin for 4 days before. Question, simple question, that we all grew up with these. Oh, these are the two reasons we've known for a long time. We have to think about the parallel. So let's say we have a karban. We check the animal for 4 days. Let's say we find a mum. So what do? So we redeem the karban. It has a mum. So what do? We get money. The karban loses kedusha. We buy another animal, and then we bring a different karban. So how does that work with us? If we find a mum, we can't redeem ourselves, can we? We can't switch ourselves. If there's a mum, then there's a mum. We can't, a karban can be switched. What about us? So let's say we find a problem. So if we have a mum and we're ready to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, so what do? We'll be stuck. Do we have a pidyon option? So let's try to answer this question by going to another topic that we discussed in other contexts, but it is a timely topic for this time of year. Famous Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tes Zayin, the next Amud, after the previous one. Amarev Krespudoy, Amarev Yochanan. Shlosha Svarim Nitzachan Barash Hashanah. 3 books are open in the heavens on Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel Rishayim Gemurim, ve'echad shel Tzadikim Gemurim, ve'echad shel Beinonim. One of the totally righteous, one of the totally wicked, and one of the Beinonim. Tzadikim Gemurim nechtavim ve'nechtavim la'altel l'chayim. Tzadikim are finished on Rosh Hashanah, and that is why we wish each person on Rosh Hashanah. L'shana tova tekasev v'seichasem. That is our minhag, to also say v'seichasem, because we're wishing each other to be a tzaddik. Rishayim Gemurim nechtavim ve'nechtavim la'altel l'misa. The opposite. Beinonim, the middle people, the middle ones, tluyin v'omdin, are hanging and standing. That lashon is cryptic, not for now. May Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim zachu nechtavim l'chayim, lo zachu nechtavim l'misa. Tzadikim Rishayim Beinonim. This is the Gemara. And there is a comment that the Rambam makes that is much discussed by the Mefarshim. You read this Gemara, what does it sound like? How would we have translated Tzadik, Rasha, and Beinoni? Which this idea sounds like it comes from some of the Rishonim. A Tzadik is somebody who has more mitzvahs than Averos. More mitzvahs than Averos, they're finished on Rosh Hashanah. More Averos than mitzvahs, they're finished on Rosh Hashanah. Beinoni, Mechzal, Mechza, Tzluyin Va'omdin. So if we would have been writing this halacha in the Rambam, what does one have to do during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Says the Rambam, source number 6, next page. Kol misha nichem ala mitzvah she'asa v'tol ha'zachuyos. Anyone that I'm talking about, if you regret an avera, if you regret a mitzvah. Third line. U'kishem she'shoklin zachuyos adam. V'avonosa v'shas misaso. Kach b'chol shana v'shana. Shoklin avonosa v'kol echad v'echad mibay olam. Im zachuyosa v'yantav sh'rash shana. That's a scary kishem. Just parenthetically, we always point out that when the Rambam says the word kishem, our ears have to open up wide. And we have to say, why is he making this comparison? The Rambam could just tell us what's going to happen, what the halacha is. The Rambam says kishem just like. What did he just say? Just like we have a Yom HaDin after 120, we have a Yom HaDin every Rosh Hashanah. There's a comparison between those two Yemei HaDin. The ultimate Yemei HaDin, Asidin, Lifnei Melech Malchei Amlachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and B'chol Shana V'Shana Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam says, Mishin Imsa Tzadik Nechtam L'Chaim. Mishin Imsa Rosh Nechtam L'Misa. V'habenoni Tolin Oso Yom HaKippurim. What should be the next words? If he does more mitzvos than Averos. So by the time Yom Kippur comes along, it's waited, done. Zoche. And if not, not. Yet the Rambam doesn't say that. In his well-known comment, he says, Imasa Tshuva Nechtam L'Chaim. If he does tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so then he's nechtam for life. The imlam nechtam lamisa, and if not, the opposite. And the question is asked, Rambam, the Gemara, based on the Gemara, Tzadik Rasha Beinoni, the pashtus is, that means more mitzvahs, more averos, and we're trying to tip the scale. So why does the Rambam say if you do tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so that's when we can say, okay, we'll get a zechus on Yom Kippur. It should be if we do more mitzvos. We should just pile on the mitzvos during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And once we do more mitzvos, by the time Yom Kippur comes, the scale will be tilted. And then we will be zochet to have a shana tova umesuka umuvurachas. Why does the Rambam Dafka say tshuva? What if I don't do tshuva, but I do more mitzvos? I do 1,000 mitzvos, but I don't really do tshuva for my averus. And I was only off by 50. Now I have 1,000 mitzvos. That's a lot. Why shouldn't that tip the scale? So there are a number of answers to this question. The last one is going to be important for us. But let's just remember the other two as well, because this is a crucial topic for this time of year. First answer is given, maybe the one that's the most straight, simple, and on the mark, by the Emek Bracha of Pramanshik, Talmud of the Brisker Rav, says the Emek Bracha in Surah 7, wait a minute. Let's think about this time of year. If we remember, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, right? In 8 days from today, it's going to be Tavshin Ayin Zion. And what are we going to try to do during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? To do tshuva for everything that we have done in Tavshin Ayin Vav. So how is that allowed? How does that work? It's done. The books are closed. How would adding on mitzvos in that week help for what happened in the previous year? Well, that's just magic. If I wear tzitzis and tefillah, I do more mitzvos, that shouldn't tip the scale, says the Emek Bracha. there's only one way we could tip the scale retroactively. Can't add on mitzvos, but we could take away averos. We could tip the scale by removing the sins by doing tshuva. That's the only way that it could change. Says the Rambam, says the Emek Bracha, explaining the Rambam. Says the Emek Bracha, Maisav Shalad Mishkalin, Mir Hashana Vat Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Gemar Cheshbon HaMaisim. Mishan Imsa Benoni, that's it. Ein Maisav Mitzarfin L'Cheshbon HaShanah Kodemes. Ba'med Dvar Ba'amurim B'chala Mitzvahs. Lo Kein HaTshuva. Tshuva could retroactively go back to the previous year. Shemeyatzem Tiva Hi Choteches V'Okeres U'Mevateles Es Ha'averos Me'ikaran. V'nimsa sh'adei tshuva haveros nifchasos v'nimsa zakai. That's why the Rambam says dafka tshuva. It's the only one that could go backwards. Approach number one. Second idea is mentioned by Rav Itzla Petterberger, the Talmud of Yisrael Salanter and the Koch Ve'or, based on the Gemara in Maseches Yuma. Where the Gemara tells us under the second to last daf in Maseches Yuma, if you remember the story, Rav had an argument with a certain butcher. And it was Erev Yom Kippur. The butcher had wronged Rav. Rav really wanted the guy to go into Yom Kippur with a clean slate. He wished the guy would come and apologize. But the guy wasn't budging. Rav was sitting at home doing nothing. The guy wasn't coming. Rav's like, okay, I'll go make it easier for him. I'll go to his house. Maybe he's busy. So Rav starts walking to the butcher's house. And as he's walking, his Talmud Rav Huna sees him. He says, oh, what are you doing? Erev Yom Kippur, why aren't you home eating? Only mitzvah, weekday of the year, there's mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. So Rav says, no, I'm going over to the butcher to make it easier for him. Amar lele for you say the planye. Rav Huna says, what are you doing? Ozel abel mikdol nafshi, you could end up killing the guy. No answer, no response is recorded by Rav. What did Rav Huna mean by that? Ozel v'kamer lave, Rav didn't stop, Rav went, and the butcher was chopping meat. All of a sudden, Rav's standing there in the butcher shop, the butcher lifts up his head. He says, who are you? Is that you, Rav? Rav says, yeah. He says, get out of here. I'm not interested in talking to you. And the very next piece of meat that he cuts, a bone shot out of the meat, and the butcher was killed. And the question was Rav Huna a Navi? Was Rav Huna, how did he know what was going to happen? So Rav Itzala says, because Rav Huna says, held that Rav was going to make it worse. Rav Huna knew this butcher wasn't going to say, I'm sorry. So if Rav is going to make it easy for him, and then he's not going to say, I'm sorry, that's even worse. That's terrible. Rav, he's not that guy. Says the Koch Ve'or, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Tshuva is it. We have to do everything. But Hashem is so close. Hashem is closer than he is the whole year. Dirsho Hashem Yimaso, he says, I'm here, please, just change. Whatever you do now will be easier for you than the rest of the year. So says the Koch Ve'or, if we don't do tshuva now, that would outweigh any mitzvahs that we might be mosif. And that's why the Rambam says asa tshuva. Another idea. But let's focus on the third idea, which will help us answer our original question. Again, what's the problem? Why does the Rambam say asa tshuva and not any, just do more mitzvahs than averos? Say a number of the achronim, maybe there's a Gemara in Brachas that could clue us in. The Gemara tells us in Samach Aleph, source number 9, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftan. A tzadik, the Yetzer Tov, guides them. Quotes a pasuk, Shenemar Velibi Chalal B'Kirbi, David says, Rishoyim Yetzer Ra Shoftan. Beinonim, Beinoni, the Tanya is Sefer HaBeinonim. It's written for the Beinoni. Zevezeh Shoftan. Both guide. Shene Emar, Yamol Yimin Avyon Loshia, V'chulu V'chulu. Amar Rava Kanon Anu Beinonim. Abaya argues on him. What's this Gemara saying? Maybe we had it. There's a deeper idea, a deeper and different definition to what a Tzadik, a Rasha, and a Beinoni mean. Doesn't mean, oh, you do more mitzvahs than averus, you do more averus than mitzvahs, equal. Because after all, let's think about it for a minute. How many people in the world are there that have exactly the same mitzvahs than averus? How many? 6? 24? And all of us are asking me tshuva for those 24 people, everybody else is done on Rosh Hashanah. That's very difficult. Just instinctively, it doesn't sound right to us. What is this Gemara telling us? No, no, no. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, you know what a tzaddik is? A tzaddik is somebody who basically does the right thing, who does what Hashem wants. He's a mitzvah man. Nobody's perfect. So we all make mistakes. But basically, we are driven by our Yetzer Tov. And then there's the Rasha. You know somebody who basically does Averis. Okay, he happens to stumble on a mitzvah sometime. But you know what? He basically does Averis. And then there's the Beinoni. The Beinoni is someone who doesn't have an Atiyah. The Beinoni is someone who one day has an amazing day in mitzvos, and another day has a terrible day in mitzvos, or a wonderful day in Averis. That's the definition. And if that's the case, what does the Gemara mean? Tzaddikim and Rishon, people who have already channeled and conditioned themselves to be governed by one or the other, they're done on Rosh Hashanah. But you know what? Most of us are not. Most of us are Beinonim, if not all of us. One day we have a great day. One davening, we're on. We're in the zone. And the next davening, we are totally not in the zone. And one day we could be so, our language to the people around us could be amazing. And the next day, oh my, what did I say? And one day, we're Beinonim. What the Rambam means by us a tshuva? We have to make ourselves into tzaddikim. We have to make our netiyah l'tov. That's what this time period is about. It doesn't mean to be perfect. It just means to make our faults blips on the radar and not part of who we are. We need to be tzaddikim, righteous, that's what we want to do, that's what we're driven to do, though we sometimes make mistakes with that acknowledgement that nobody's perfect. That's the pshat of the Rambam in that Gemara. Now let's get back to our original question. Why do we have 4 days of Slichos? Because we check ourselves for Mumin for 4 days before Slichos. Question is, by a carbon, if we find a Mum, okay, we'll redeem the carbon, get another animal. But what about us? We find a Mum, we're done. Ah, wait a minute. There's two types of mumin in the world. There's a mum kavua, and there's a mum over. A permanent blemish, and a temporary blemish. A mum kavua passes the carbon, done, redeem it, gotta get another animal. What's a mum over? Temporary. So wait a little bit, it'll get better, and then you can be makar of the animal. It's just a mum over, just temporary. It doesn't define the animal. And therefore, okay, it's not perfect right now, but it's... What we have to do in these 4 days, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, thousands of years, is to look inside ourselves, and we all have faults, but we have to try to make those faults into mume over, and not mume kavua. And to realize that there's no stain that is mahuti to who we are. We can make it into temporary blemishes. We don't think so. We think that this is part of who I am. This is kavua in me. I can't. This is how I act. This is how I get angry. This is how I talk. This is how I make brachas. This is me. This is how I daven. This is how much chesed I do. This is how much stock I give. This is me. These 4 days teach us. We have to check ourselves for movement for 4 days. And all the faults that we have to convince ourselves that they're mume over. They're temporary. They're not part of us. They can be changed. And in that way, we don't have to switch. One could say even the 4 days are to make them into mume over. Comes Rosh Hashanah. Then we have 10 days to get rid of them completely. Then we have 10 days to make ourselves into a tzaddik. Once we know 4 days, now we know we're a beinoni. And once we know we're a Beinoni, then we could do it. And the Rambam says we could do it. The Rambam tells us in Ilchas Tshuva, what is one of the elements of Tshuva? Shinui Hashem. Shinui Hashem, Klomar, Ani Acher. I'm a different person. The Rambam is not telling us that we should all get an Aliyah and have the Gabbai change our name. That's not what the Rambam is saying. So what does he mean? It means that we have to think of ourselves as a different person. I'm different. I don't have that Mum Kavua. Maybe a mum over, because we all have mume over. We all have mumin. We have to convince ourselves that they are just mume over. So as we approach Slichos, and we're about to say, Kedalim Uchurashim Dafaknu Delasecha, and Lamancha, we have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even says, according to Chazal, that we're compared to Hillel and Yosef HaTzadik in the Gemara in Yuma, as we know Hillel on the roof. Hillel's Mechayevas. Yosef's Mechayevas. Hashem thinks that we're in that realm, we're in that world. So let's all use this special gift of the time period of Yemei HaSlichos and Aseres Yemei Tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Allow ourselves to be able to look within ourselves and to convince ourselves that it's not permanent. It's not part of us. And Be'ezus Hashem, in that way, we could really prepare properly for the Yom HaDin, the HaKadosh, the HaNora, that's coming up in a few days. We should all be zoche to fulfill our potential, cleanse ourselves, be that carbon tahor, bring that tam, carbon on Rosh Hashanah like the Akedah, and be zoche to a Shnas Chaim, v'shalom, v'kol tov.